We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Well, I don't think they are too old, and I didn't mean to refer to anybody in specific terms, but I think if I was already 80 and I was just going into the White House, I don't think I'd have a flexible enough mind and attitude to deal with the multiple issues that a president has to confront.
Well, Jimmy Carter is as confused now as he was when he was president in 1978. Can I just tell you that? I don't mean to say that they're too old, but when I was 80, I couldn't have done it. Well, you're saying they're too old, Jimmy. I don't know. There's no way around that. They keep trotting that guy out. Did you see him the other day? He fell in his house, right? He's 95 yes. years old. Poor guy falls.
Stitches.
Had to get stitches in his eye. Looked mm-hmm. like he'd been in a bar fight. And he still showed up at some Habitat for Humanity thing to build houses. Good for him.
No kidding.
Doing something productive with his life mm-hmm. instead of wrecking the U.S. economy. It's a good thing. I'm happy for him. Don't get me wrong. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A happy Wednesday. We're rooting our Cardinals on tonight. We've been talking about that. We're ready to go. We got Jack Flaherty. They're in Atlanta. We're going to get all the updates for you here. Don't you worry about that. We are going to get to Kyle Mills about 8:35 today. Kyle is the author now of the Vince Flynn series, Mitch Rapp. There's a new book out. I've read it. It's outstanding. It's like ripped from the headlines. We're going to get to that at about 8:35. But right now,
here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Former Missouri Senator Jeff Smith joining us on the phone this morning. Jeff, why can't we all just get along?
Because you're making fun of 95-year-old guys that are going and trying to build houses for struggling poor people, Mark. That's why.
I'm happy for him. I wasn't making fun of him. I said I'm proud of him. He's getting out there and doing something with his life constructively.
You know, if every citizen could be as good as he's been as an ex-president.
Thank you. He being ex-president.
We can agree on that.
We can agree on that, Jeff. You know,
I it's pretty unusual because almost every president since him has just gone out and made a fortune on the speaking circuit and, you know, I mean, both parties. And so it is pretty impressive when you see how selfless he's been in his post-presidency.
I would agree with that completely. He's you know, he didn't even go back to peanut farming. He just, I think he's been preaching and teaching Sunday school and, yeah, taking care of business. But enough about Jimmy Carter. Let's talk about President Trump and this persecution that's going on in Washington, D.C.
Let's talk about that, Mark.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm, you know, every day it just seems more and more obvious that that your party is afraid of the candidates that they are going to have to eventually put up against Donald Trump in November, so they're trying to remove him through some other means.
If our party were thinking from a purely political perspective that they don't want to run against Donald Trump, then the last thing our party would do would be to impeach him. Because then we would face President Pence, who won't be nearly as polarizing as President Trump is, and probably won't alienate suburban women who are a key, you know, a segment of the swing vote nearly as much as President Trump has. So I certainly don't think that the strategy has anything to do with next November. I think the strategy has to do with the things that he's done in office, most notably abusing the power of the office in conducting foreign policy to serve his own personal political interests.
Jeff, we've all seen the transcript. Where's the abuse? And I've said this to every Democrat that I've had on here, and some of them are lawyers, and I've said, tell me the U.S. code that he violated in the context of that speech where he talked about CrowdStrike, and I mean, we've all read the transcript. What did he violate?
Tell me. So, what I don't understand is everyone on the right, not everyone on the right, because Republicans are increasingly 3 out of 10 Republicans in the country, according to polls coming out the last couple of days, are supporting an impeachment inquiry.
Fake news.
The Republican Party, fake news. Okay, the Republican Party is beginning to splinter here, as you see with senators like Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, Rob Portman, widely respected senators who are saying that
widely respected by Democrats
that what the he was Mitt Romney was your presidential nominee.
Don't remind me.
Rob Portman was chief of staff to the previous Republican president before Obama. So these are not fringe figures. Ben Sasse, a rock ribbed conservative from Nebraska. These are mainstream Republicans who have said his conduct on that phone call was appalling. And it wasn't just that phone call. It was the many months of actions leading up to that phone call and the kinds of things that forced top American diplomats to say, I do not want to discuss this over text. Please stop texting.
You and I are both about fairness. There's a due process in this country. And the way that Nancy Pelosi is running this impeachment inquiry does an end run around due process. It doesn't allow a single Republican or anybody representing the president to provide witnesses or subpoenas or any of that to counter the nonsense clown court that Adam Schiff is holding every day in the halls of the United States Congress.
So I'll say a few things. First of all, I agree with you that the House should formally vote on an impeachment inquiry.
Thank you. Mark the tape.
I think that's probably the right thing to do. I think we've gotten to that point. What you're saying right now and what Republicans who are delivering the president's talking points around the country are doing is, it's like when you talk about a defense lawyer who goes in, if you got the law on the side, on your side, argue the law. If you got the facts on your side, argue the facts. If you don't have either, pound the table. Well, that's kind of what's happening is Republicans don't have the law on their side. They don't have the facts on their side. And so they're saying, hey, process, you guys aren't doing it right. And I will grant you, as I just did, that it would be, I think, the right thing to do to formally open an impeachment inquiry. But Republicans' focus on this points to the fact that the things that he has said, both privately on that phone call and publicly in the Rose Garden, getting ready to go to his helicopter talking about China, these things are indefensible, and multiple Republican senators are saying as much. The House is for an inquiry. The Senate is for a trial. That's where he will receive all the due process.
You got it. If you can argue the facts and the law, you got to have a seat at the table to do that. And they haven't given him that because they won't vote on an official impeachment inquiry.
I agree that they should do that.
I got to run, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Always fun to talk to you, Mark. Have a great day. Okay?
We'll get you in the studio next time.
Sounds great.
All right. Okay, Jeff, have a good one. Yep. At Jeff Smith MO there on Twitter, if you want to follow him. And he's working for Missouri Workforce Housing these days, MissouriMOWorkforceHousing.com. Always appreciate him willing to mix it up with us.
I'm Ralph Abraham. I'm running for governor. And here's the truth. Life begins at conception. Government is too big. Our taxes are too high. And our car insurance is too expensive. President Trump is doing a great job. Facts matter more than feelings. The Second Amendment is self-explanatory. And as a doctor, I can assure you there are only two genders. I'm Republican conservative Ralph Abraham. I'm running for governor, and that's the truth.
There you have it. That dude is running for governor down in Louisiana. We're going to serve with John Kennedy down there. It's going to be a good one. We're looking forward to that. Probably going to win, too. I think it's funny, though, because he's in trouble because of that thing he said there at the end about there's only two genders. I'm a doctor.
But the rest of it was okay?
He was Alma Tucker. What's it? Yeah, I guess there. Then you know the rest of it they expected.
I mean,
expected,
if you have a problem with that one, you probably have a problem with a few of the other things that he said as well.
I can tell you within about 20 seconds, he said, you got a boy or you got a girl. That's what he told Tucker last night. It's pretty funny. I thought that was good. Did you see this lady? I should have warned my daughter. She just flew out for her honeymoon. Some lady got in trouble for trying to bring 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos through the TSA.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
That sounds like enough to share.
Apparently, they're dangerously cheesy, and they were worried about it. Mm. They stopped her because she had too many bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos in her carry-on.
Do you have a limit to how many snacks you can bring?
I don't know.
If you wanted to fill your entire carry-on with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, are you not allowed to do that?
She was carrying them to Korea because apparently it's hard to get that particular snack in the country. Mm-hmm. So she was carrying the bags with her, and the TSA thought she was hiding something inside of the bag because there were 20 bags of hot Cheetos. So she uploaded a video showing them pulling these bags out, right, and opening them to make sure she didn't have something hidden.
What a waste.
She won't be able to eat them because they'll go stale.
Now they're going to get stale.
That's a bummer.
Those circus peanuts that Wiggins brought in yesterday.
Ew.
They were stale. Still tasted good. Haven't had those in years.
Ugh.
It's good stuff.
It's food for children.
All right, we're going to tell you how you can help veterans coming up. All right, it's not going to surprise any of you that I am a big spy thriller fan. You know that I'd love to read books, and if you ever get a chance to talk to my wife, she'll tell you that she just loses me until I just can't put them down. I'm obsessed with it once I start reading it. So when this new Mitch Rapp thriller landed on my desk, that one snatched my attention too. We're fortunate enough to have the author of that with us this morning. That is Kyle Mills. We've got him on the phone, and he took over the mantle from Vince Flynn with this Mitch Rapp series. And Kyle, welcome into the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I love this for a couple of reasons, because since this series started, it's always Vince had a way of ripping things out of the headlines and putting them into these books where you could almost imagine that what was going on today. Your latest attempt, Lethal Agent, is the same kind of book.
Yeah, I've always thought that was one of the things that made Vince's books fun, is he was really good at timing that. You know, most people don't realize you have to start a book more than a year before it gets published, and you have to think about what's going to be happening in a year. He always seemed to hit it, and I've been lucky on the ones I've written for him. I've managed to get it, too.
Yeah, I love what you've said, though, about Lethal Agent here, and that is the fact that you go to security officials and you say, what's your biggest fear? And then you take those top few concerns and kind of weave it into the book. In this particular case, bioweapons, right?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of combine bioweapons as well and the threat of people smuggling things over the border using Mexican cartels. So that's sort of the idea behind this book, is that you have a terrorist group, a resurgent ISIS, that's gotten their hands on a bioweapon, and they're going to try to use the cartels to get it across the border.
Yeah, well, even better than that, Christine Barnett, the character in here who happens to be running for her party's presidential nomination, could also be a real person almost. I mean, I may read into it more than you intended because I do a political talk show, but I find that side of it fascinating because we often have these kinds of conversations in our political world these days as well.
Yeah, and that was a really classic part of Vince Flynn's thriller, was you always had the sort of smarmy politician that was getting in his way, was incompetent and kind of evil in this case. So I wanted to include that. I was trying to write a very classic feeling Flynn thriller. So you have this horrible person, Christine Barnett, running for president, and it's just throwing a complete wrench in Homeland Security's machine.
Yeah, yeah. I love this line. For one of her lines, the American people don't give a crap about political positions, and they care even less about the truth. What they want is fireworks. They want a show, and we've just been handed a script. I can almost hear that conversation taking place in Washington yesterday.
Well, it is. It's kind of interesting, you know, that is, I mean, to some extent, it's our fault, the people's fault, but we do. We want fireworks. We want an interesting show. Nobody really wants to sit around and talk about, you know, economics and geopolitics, and she's using that to get herself elected.
You know, I don't think anybody, and I know you've got a lot of bestsellers under your belt now, in addition to this Mitch Rapp series, but I don't know anybody who's ever read one of these who didn't wonder what it takes to be able to write this kind of book. You've got a fascinating background because your dad was a spy. He worked for the CIA, correct? Or the FBI, I'm sorry.
And Interpol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then went on to be the director of Interpol. And was the legal attaché of the United Kingdom as well. So, yeah, I mean, I was lucky. You know, Vince had a real task ahead of him. He wrote thrillers and then made his contacts, which is the hard way to do it. I grew up around it. Our family friends were always from, you know, MI6 or Spec Ops guys or FBI or CIA. So I was able to absorb that from, you know, pretty much the day I was born.
Well, it's a great read, and like I said earlier, I couldn't put it down. It's called Lethal Agent, and I know it's out now. People can find it, I'm sure, on Amazon and all this. So maybe you can give us some insight, since you're handling the Mitch Rapp character these days. There's only been one movie so far, correct?
That's right, yeah, American Assassin.
And are we expecting more? Are there more in the pipeline that I don't know about?
We're hoping so, but it's kind of hard to decide, you know, these days. Do you want to do a feature film like American Assassin was, or would you prefer to do something more like a Netflix or Amazon Prime thing where you can go a little longer and explore the books, you know, maybe over 5 episodes or something?
Yeah.
So we're kind of looking at all those different options. There's so much you can do with these books now as opposed to, say, when I started out 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, fascinating. We'll be looking for that. Kyle Mills, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, and keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Great to get him on here. Of course, the book is called Lethal Agent. It's the latest in the Mitch Rapp series. If you've never read these, you're in for a treat, because there's a lot of them, and you can start at the beginning. I am at the end, and I can't wait for the next one to come out. Can I just tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't get.
Yeah,
I don't get anything.
They sound interesting.
I don't get anything done when I get the book in my hand, because I just want to sit there and read it.
I'm the same way, and I don't get any sleep. Like try going to bed at a normal time when you have a good book. Honestly,
you know what we discovered though, and this book is brand new, and you can't get it this way because there's a big waiting list. We've downloaded an app called Libby. Have you heard of this?
No.
So Libby is a book. is a app that lets you work through your local library to reserve these, and you can download them to your Kindle or whatever you mm-hmm. read your books on electronically, and you can get in queue. Now, for new releases, they usually have one or two electronic copies of it, and you have to wait a while to get your hands on it. So I'm more apt to just go out and buy this book. But if you're starting a series like this where there's lots of books you haven't read yet and they've been out for a few years,
get in line.
You can get online, mm-hmm. you can borrow them for 20 or 21 days, download them to your Kindle, and you can read them without the expense of having to go buy every single book.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you have a library card, you can do that through the St. Louis County Library is how I've done it.
I've heard my parents do something similar with the Freeburg Library.
Yeah.
Where they rent books digitally.
Libby is the app. It's a great app. They've really improved it. There was one we used earlier called Overdrive, which was it wasn't quite as well done, but this Libby app is fantastic. And no, I don't work for them. I'm not doing a spy. I'm just telling you, if you like to read books as much as I do, it's a great way to get them, because you can get them electronically. You can borrow them instead of having to go out and buy them all the time. Mm-hmm. So you should look for that. All right. I'm going to get to a quick break here, because we've got, you've heard me talk about this charity before, Folds of Honor, and they run it through Schnucks stores. There's an opportunity for you coming up a little later today where you can go over and help out one of the organizations that contributes to Folds of Honor. So helping our veterans, helping our military folks. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
All right, Cardinals play about, 4:05 this afternoon?
4:02.
And if they're not first, they're going to be last. So we're hoping that they've got it together in Atlanta today, and we're all going to be rooting for them this afternoon. And, of course, we'll have all the coverage of it tomorrow with Tom Ackerman. Looking forward to that. Right now, you've heard me talk about the folks at Folds of Honor before. Schnucks does a big fundraiser for them every year. They provide college money and scholarships for spouses and children of fallen and disabled military veterans. It really is a great effort. Last year, the grocery store chain raised over $1 million to fund scholarships for them. Well, they have a big benefit every year, and Jeff Bunshue of the Gunlock Bunshue Winery provides all of the wine for that event, which I think is just a fantastic effort for a fantastic organization. And we've got him on the phone this morning. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I know that are you in town already? I know you're coming into town today anyway, right?
No, I'm in town this morning and getting ready for a big dinner at Schnucks again tonight that comes on the heels of that event we did in June. But that Folds of Honor is a real special organization, and we're real proud to be associated with it.
Well, thank you for all that you do for that. I think that's fantastic. The reason I wanted to have Jeff on today was to let people know. I mean, my friends over at Lore Wine and Spirits, I know, handle a lot of your wine distribution here in the St. Louis area. You're actually in town today. In addition to this dinner, you're going to be having tastings and signings at several of the Schnucks stores today, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I basically am going to be around, there's a lot of those stores, but I'll be at the Ledoux store, the Lindbergh Frontenac store, and then ending up at the DePere store. Just great stores. The Schnucks family are great friends of ours, and I think the people of St. Louis are pretty lucky to have those stores around,
yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I'd say they are. I had a chance to sample some of your wines the other day when the Lore folks had some of their vendors get together, and boy, it's outstanding stuff. For people who maybe aren't familiar with Gunlock Bunshue, tell them a little bit about the winery out there in Sonoma.
Yeah, well, it's 161st. Its 161st harvest just started about a month ago. It's been in my family since 1858, when my great-great-great-grandfather came around South America looking for a place to plant a vineyard, having come from a winemaking family in Germany. And he set up camp in San Francisco, and then soon after arriving there was able to buy the property where our winery is located. And we've been outside of the town of Sonoma ever since and focusing on estate-grown wines the whole time. So we sort of have a history that parallels the wine industry in the whole state of California and the country, for that matter.
The pictures are just beautiful. I assume you guys aren't in an area that's being affected by the rolling blackouts out there today, are you?
Well, we are absolutely. In fact, we have no power there as we speak. It went off last night at midnight. My wife and our winemaker were both, not together, but separately, like lucky you, as I was getting on that airplane.
Yeah, but they were.
You know, but we... it's an interesting time for us because 2 years ago I was supposed to be here for this is a dinner that I'm doing tonight that's annual with Schnucks, and I couldn't because the wildfires hit our property pretty hard. And so while there's a lot of people complaining out there or maybe elsewhere, I'm pretty happy that the power's off. I'd rather have that happen than another year of fires.
I'm sure you would. I wish people could see this. Gunbun.com is the website, and there's a beautiful picture that shows the mountain range in the background, and I can just imagine how horrific that must have been when those wildfires were sweeping through there.
It was pretty amazing. You know, it's that mountain above the winery on that picture there has burnt two other times in my lifetime, and it does go about every, you know, small ones every 15 years, big ones like that on average every 40. But people forget that, and in between, you know, they build big houses up in there, and it's a wild land. It was scary, but luckily luckily we survived mostly intact.
Well, good. Well, Jeff Bunch, you listen up. Jeff's going to be at the Ladue Schnooks 12:30 to 1:30, the one in Frontenac from 2 to 3, and then out in De Pere from 4:30 to 5:30. And you can check out the wines, and you can help, of course, support them because they support Folds of Honor, and we appreciate that. Jeff, thanks for your time, and enjoy your stay.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
You bet, sir. Take care of yourself. Jeff Bunchu there with the Gunlock Bunchu Winery from California. What a scary story about the fires out there. Wow, lived through it. All right, folks, go Cardinals. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.